Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Herbs have been a huge part of my wellness journey, thanks to my Indian roots. My mom introduced them to me, and I saw firsthand how they worked wonders for both body and mind. And when it comes to keeping my digestion in check, slippery elm bark and ginger root are my go-tos. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has over 50 years sourcing these herbs and many more that can promote digestive health. Visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements through June 30. Terms apply.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Join Radhi and I for a part two of our special On Purpose episode today with BMW. Today, Radhi and I switch roles and I go grocery shopping in Radhi's place. Tune in for the road trip with the all-electric BMW iX. Yeah, it's super nice.
It's pretty spacious. Let's go!
So, Radhi, what's the challenge today?
Okay, so you remember a couple of years ago, we did this YouTube video where you made something.
Yeah, I've been trying to block it out ever since.
Okay, so you at that time made me, what did you make me?
I made you, so this is the one and only time in our entire life that I think
one
I cooked
time,
for you.
One time only.
And I promised it would be one time only. I cooked you a stuffed pepper. Okay. And it was the best rice stuffed pepper you'd ever had in your entire life.
It was. It actually made it into my cookbook. I don't know whether I've ever even told you this, but there is a recipe. Imagine you, out of all people, have a recipe in my
That's cookbook. That's amazing.
No,
I told you, if I wanted to be a chef, I'd be, you know,
I was asked
really
if you've ever cooked for me, if there's any recipes that remind me of you. And there was one. It was either that or beans on toast. They said I couldn't put beans on toast.
Beans on toast, that would have been the best. With cheese sprinkled on top.
No, I can't. That's not in my ketchup. Cookbook. What made it into my book, just because stuffed pepper didn't feel fun enough,
right. It's
a one-part Mexican rice.
Wait, why did the stuffed pepper not feel good enough?
It just was like a bit basic, honestly. The actual Mexican rice has made it. It's like a one-part Mexican rice dish. So you already kind of know how to do this.
I have no idea.
You're like cheating a little bit.
I literally have no idea.
What we're going to do is we're going to the grocery store or the supermarket, as we like to call it. And you're going to buy all the ingredients.
This is my worst nightmare.
But on top of that, just to make it a little bit spicy, we are going to get you making some guacamole and some healthy sour cream to be able to dollop on top. And then I will joyfully eat it for lunch.
While we're on the way to the grocery store, let's answer some questions.
All right, let's do it.
So you've got them next to you, because I can't read questions and drive at the same time. I don't think that would be very safe. If we were doing carpool karaoke right now, what would it be?
Mine would be yeah. Or it would be baby, calm down.
Okay, cool.
You know that. Don't tell me no.
Well, you have to know the words.
Got it. You always make fun of me because he makes fun of me in my music choice, because he says a lot of it there isn't actual words. It's either mumble or it's
sounds.
So that would be mine. And if it was Jay, it would be don't never stop. Was it?
It'd be a Drake song.
Yeah, Drake song. Yeah. Everybody obviously got that I was doing.
Right, that's exactly where they go. All right, so what are the questions?
What's the biggest difference between drivers in LA and drivers in London?
Oh,
I have to say, I do find LA drivers a little bit more impatient. Just
really?
Out there.
Really?
Yeah. I do find there's a lot more beeping. No one wants to give you way. Whereas, you know what? In London, I'd say people do let you into things.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like
one thing I really love about driving in LA as a driver myself is I love the palm trees. I feel like, look at this. I feel like I'm on a constant vacation.
This is about drivers, though.
Right.
Like drive, but I agree.
I do find the highways
scary in LA.
Me too, because like, you have that thing switching of going
lanes,
off.
Yeah, when people are switching lanes, and obviously everything's the other way around for us. So you're driving on a different side of the road and the steering wheel's on a different side of the car.
Yeah.
So especially I find, when I come back from London, I find it even scarier.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself too much on one side or the other.
Oh, I do that all the time.
But yeah, and I think drivers pretty much everywhere in the world are pretty impatient, aren't they?
Yeah, I am too, to be fair. Do you believe you are a backseat driver? Okay, I'm a proud backseat driver. You know why? Because my line every time I do a backseat driver thing, like, watch out or don't go that close, is imagine I didn't say that, I could have just saved your life and somebody else's.
The difference is every time you say it, I'm like, the way you say it is more likely to cause an accident. Yeah, exactly.
No!
Yes.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Then save me. Like, I'm like, literally, I have a shock. Like, I literally have a shock every time you say it. And I'm like, what happened? Like, what happened? Did something happen? And you're like, no, just, I was
making
sure.
What's my usual, oh my gosh, it's mummy.
Yeah, mummy. It's like, what's mummy gonna do?
I would say I am more of a backseat driver than Jay is, yes.
I'm not a backseat driver at all.
Maybe that just shows I care.
I'm also not a backseat driver in life.
Oh, line drop.
No, but it's important. It's an interesting question, right? Like,
this is like, you know what? Jay Shetty getting Jay Shetty on me. So actually, you know what? Let's go deeper into that. What does it mean to be a backseat driver in your life?
Please. It's a good question then.
What does it mean, Jay, to be a backseat driver? Please do tell us.
No, I just think that some of us, you know, grab life by the steering wheel and navigate and take the journey ourselves. And some of us sit in the back seat and criticize and judge and complain about what everyone else is doing.
Do you not think that in life we need both backseat drivers and people who want to take the steering wheel, and too many steering wheel people would actually be not good?
That was an amazing question.
Yeah.
That was an amazing question. No, I believe that when you're driving, you should drive safely and securely and responsibly. And when you're in the back seat, you should be obedient.
I'm talking about that. What?
In life.
Oh, in life.
Yeah, in life.
Okay, next question, people. Next question. If you could pick three people to fill your car with.
Oh,
on a road
good
trip.
Question. Oh, just to remind everyone, these were questions that my team came up with, so we had no idea. What
they were
going to
be. Yeah. If you could pick three people to fill your car with on a road trip, who would they be?
Go on, let's try one each.
What, three people in the whole entire world?
Yeah.
Okay, I know who.
Yours are easy. Go on.
Yeah, mine are quite easy.
Go on.
Mine would be, okay, people alive would be my grandma, my niece, and my nephew.
Yeah.
Banter.
Yeah,
forever.
Didn't make it.
So much
I didn't
fun.
Make it.
No, but that would be like, it would be so funny. Because
Three in the back. We'll put three in the back.
You can be in the car too.
Yeah.
But not alive. I would love to have a car full of like my grandma and then her grandma and like my ancestors.
That's sweet.
One, I love driving around old people. I do it for my grandma and her friends all the time. And it is so much fun because they're hilarious. You know, one thing I found, my dad opens up on road trips. Like if it's just me and him, he's driving me to the airport or... My sister told me yesterday that he was driving her to the airport and he starts telling stories about himself. Like it creates this time and space where people can open up a little bit. And so with that in mind, I think I would want that with people that I really wish I had got to know, but didn't have the chance to.
What questions would you ask or what game would you play with these people in the car on a long journey?
For fun, I would definitely play, well, our version, Indian version of Carpool Karaoke Antakshari, where you all just sing like old Indian songs. But I imagine my grandma and her ancestors would probably sing like devotional songs or God songs, which is amazing. But then to actually ask them questions, oh, I love word association. I think it tells a lot about people.
Right.
To understand when they hear something, what they relate it to.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I've been. What about you? Who would your three people be?
Oh gosh, all right. So if it was living, it would be you, my sister, and my mum.
Yeah.
And that would be like my family trip.
Yeah.
If it was people who weren't alive or like people I don't know, I'd want it to be Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King, and Einstein.
Oh, wow.
And I wouldn't say anything. I would just listen.
It'll be all of them in one car.
Yeah, because I would have I would just listen. I would have nothing to say. Yeah, I would just sit there and think about what they would say.
You know who else is so fun in the car, though? We've done a few random car trips with him together as Radhanaswami, because I feel like he really brings up such good conversation.
Yeah.
And also does the same thing my dad does, where there's so many stories that come out during those trips.
Totally.
I love those trips.
Yeah.
Actually, I take you out and put him into mine, sorry.
Got it. With your bar and your niece.
My grandma,
and
my niece, my nephew.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that.
I'm not sure he'd enjoy that.
I was going to say, the other person you love having in the car is Adil.
Oh, yeah, that's a good couple karaoke.
You and Adil are always singing in
cars.
That's
true. That's good. Good answer. That would be a really interesting conversation to have.
Yeah.
If it was possible. Who is more likely to leave the car lights on overnight? I literally did that yesterday. Not overnight.
Did you?
Not overnight, no.
You leave the car lights on, you leave the car unlocked, you forget to charge the car.
I leave my little...
Like, we're so lucky that we have electric cars right now. This
electric
car.
I've always got a spare hairband, a spare drink, a spare some pair of sunglasses, some snacks. There's always something here lingering.
Right.
That's really a blessing.
So then, yeah, it wouldn't be me.
I'll take that.
I find that I go through periods where the car is immaculate. And then when I have too many clothes and shoes in the car.
There are times I will literally come to the car and it's like he's been living out of his car for a long period
of time. Because I've started to realise, like, it happened the other night, right?
You
like,
needed a tux.
I needed a suit because I had an event to go to, and I've started to realise, so I keep my pickleball stuff in the car.
Yeah.
I need a suit in the car. I need a suitcase in the car, potentially.
Yeah.
Like, I find, like, so much of my life is so, like, last minute.
True.
I jump on a plane, do this, do that. That I've started to realise that I need to be more prepared.
I feel like you weren't prepared for this road trip, because where are my beverages?
Oh, no, but we're going to buy some Junie when we get there.
Okay, fine.
Who's most likely to get car sick in a car that they're not driving?
Me too.
I get car sick so much. Let's figure that out, though, that kind of like
Let's just go a little bit deep into this, shall we? Let's dive into it, Jay. Go on.
I'm trying to figure out this whole car sick situation. Like,
yeah,
why
it's just the imbalance in the ear, babe. There's nothing to figure out.
No, but then how do we solve our imbalance? Because we've had this for a while.
Yeah, no, it's an imbalance in, like, your eardrum.
Right.
So there are different ways. You can use peppermint oil. That really helps me.
Right. So why didn't you bring peppermint?
Chewing on ginger. That's really helpful.
Right.
And then if you are reading, read upwards.
Got it. Go on,
not
then.
Outwards.
What's the next question?
Okay, the next question is... Would you need maps to get from our house to go to a grocery store?
Yes. Completely.
I think Google Maps has really ruined my ability to absorb in things around me. And I don't know what I would be without Google Maps. I know what I would be. I don't know where I would be.
If I'm in London, I can really get around. But I feel like ever since we moved to the States...
I've become very reliant.
We're so reliant on maps and...
Yeah, so in conclusion, we both would need maps to get anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm assuming... This is a question from you to me.
Go on.
Do you not answer texts from me because you're playing hard to get?
So I've told the team that sometimes you don't respond. I have to explain this to our friends as well, because our friends will be like,
he's
rather upset with me, like, he's rather okay. Like,
I'm fine.
I'm like, she doesn't reply to her own husband for like 7 messages. Like, I have to ask you the same question.
You're someone who like, you're not so succinct though.
I am succinct.
Okay, fine.
Send short messages.
It is me, honestly. But I also think, you know what I really do think? And this is I'm going to have a Jay Shetty moment now.
Go on.
I believe that we have this terrible habit of wanting people to reply within like a day
Fair.
Or two. And I'm like, what if I want to reply within a week?
But what if we live together?
Yeah.
And what if I need
then
to make
you can
a decision
ask me when you see me.
Right.
And I just think that there's this, I find that the reason I get distracted so fast is because this need of, oh my gosh, I have to reply to this person fast. I have to reply to this email within this amount of time. I have to, and sometimes I just want the freedom. Like today I replied back to an email 3 days later. Was anybody hurt by it? No. Well, if they were, I'm sorry, but, or like text messages, someone messaged me and I remembered it this morning. So I was like, oh, 4 days later. And I don't even feel like I should have to apologize for a late reply, because late is relative.
Got it.
But yes, I am bad at it. I'm actually...
No, you've got really good at it.
I've gotten
really good
so much better.
I just find sometimes I need to make a decision.
Totally. Call me. Yeah. I am not a messenger. I am so good with calls.
Yeah. And I'm the opposite. I'm a message me.
You're a messenger.
Yeah, don't always call me because I'll be in meetings.
I'm
in
a like, if you call me, I will pick up and we can talk. I'm more than happy to do that. But because I have to type so much for work and I'm on my phone all the time for that, communication via phone becomes so tedious for me.
Yeah,
it's not fun. So call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
One of the times I do take calls, which I do love, is when I'm driving. Like, that's usually my time to take a phone call.
Same.
It speeds up any journey.
Except LA has such bad reception.
Fair.
What would each other's first line be if we met now at a party?
Oh, interesting.
Mine would be something like, did you try the vegan tacos?
Are you vegan?
Are you vegan?
What would mine be? Mine would be... We never met at a party, so I don't also have that context.
I think maybe but... you'd say, you'd probably get into like a group convo with people, and then you say something intellectual, and then I'd ask you something. And
oh, so I'd use my intellect.
Yeah, I think you'd use your intellect. What's the first song?
No, but do you know what? Let's
get into this.
No. I really feel for... everyone who's like dating right now online and stuff, it's really hard. Like,
I'm like,
you have to be interesting on your profile, you have to be interesting on your pictures, then you have to be interesting on text, then you have to be interesting on a voice note, then you have to be interesting in real life.
And then you get the real life.
It's because you're forced to have to be interesting at every tiny point of connection.
No, sometimes I just want to not talk and just be silent. You can't do that on dates. You can't just be yourself. You always feel like you have to show up as a really excitable, interesting person with a lot that you do in life. What's your screen time?
Oh my gosh.
Well,
tell me yours. I'll tell you mine later.
I don't even want to tell you.
Tell me.
7 hours, 30 minutes.
That makes sense. It's during the work day.
Let's see what it should we see what it is though. Most used WhatsApp. So like yesterday was WhatsApp for 3 hours. So that's messaging and calls.
Talking to your mum.
Yeah. Instagram for 1 hour 10, not bad. Internet surfing for 1 hour. Notes section, 42 minutes, because I write on that.
Write your quotes.
I write my quotes on there, write my little reminders, reflections. Google Maps, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Messages, 26 minutes. And Google Calendar, 23 minutes.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Honestly, that's probably one of my... And Google Mail, 20 minutes. That was writing back to that one email. Great.
Did you find any subscriptions you forgot about or any you paid for twice and didn't realize it? I personally experienced this where I received an email that said I paid for a subscription for an app I'm not even using anymore. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had only about 5 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 8 subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in cancelled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. And I love that I have full control over all my subscriptions and I can see it in one place. So if I see something I don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/J. That's rocketmoney.com/J. rocketmoney.com/J.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/onpurpose to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/onpurpose. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthier happens together. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If our relationship had a theme song, what would it be?
Pop star?
Yeah. I'm a pop star. No, no, yeah, I'd go with that.
I don't think that goes for our relationship.
I think that's great. Do you have an ick about me?
Where to start? Yeah, literally. I think it used to be when you used to run late.
I can tell you mine.
What?
Mine is because you know you have this like photographic memory and that you remember everything. Sometimes, even if I know I'm in the right, I question myself.
You're not in the right.
I am, though. There are some times where you actually get it wrong.
I don't.
You do. And this is my ick. This part.
You're the stubborn one.
I don't get anything
no,
wrong.
I do get stuff wrong. I'm actually the first to say I'm sorry or first to say I've got something wrong.
You're
the stubborn one.
I am stubborn.
So it's your stubbornness.
Okay, great. Yeah.
It's going to start a fight. All right, so we're here.
Yay.
Made it. Enjoyed that conversation with you.
Me too. It was really great. I'm really excited to get a little beverage.
There you go. And for the challenge, I am not very excited.
Are you ready? No. Come on, let's go. Let's go get some food. Come make me some dinner. It's Friday. I need a break, okay?
Let's do it.
How do I open this? Oh, yeah. Amazing. Oh, you're not opening my door for me now?
Oh, sorry.
See you soon. Shall we visit here?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey guys, it's Jay Shetty here, and I couldn't be more excited to share this exciting news. You asked, we delivered. Juni sparkling tea with adaptogens made by my wife and I are now available in all Sprout locations across the country. Juni is the perfect midday pick-me-up. With only 1/3 of the caffeine found in brewed green tea, it provides a gentle energy boost without the crash. It only has 5 calories and 0 grams of sugar, making it the perfect drink. Plus, it's made with a delicious blend of adaptogens and nootropics that may help boost your metabolism, combat stress, pack your body with antioxidants, and stimulate brain function. Head over to your local Sprouts or visit sprouts.com to find the closest location near you.
That was fun.
That was so fun.
You know what? I know you're hungry. I'm going to go home and cook.
I'm
going to go home and make lunch for you.
So,
how does it feel when someone makes your own food for you?
Honestly, great, because you know what the amazing thing about cooking and recipes is? That you can, when I cook my mum's food, I can literally cook the same thing with the same recipe and it will never taste the same.
Mm. In a good way.
In a great way, everything is so different.
So when I make your recipe, it will have its own flavor.
Yeah.
But because it will be made with love for you.
Yeah, it would just be using different hands, different amount. Like, even if you're measuring things out, somehow things always taste different. That's what's so amazing about food.
Right.
I'm just not a person to speak to when I'm not fed.
Right.
I don't know whether you're like that.
Is that how you feel right now?
That's how I feel right now.
I get what you're saying, though. I get quite hangry as well.
Do you?
Don't you?
You do.
Upset. I get more upset.
I get upset.
Or like, upset.
I get agitated.
Agitated, right.
Agitated.
So what do we do? What do I do when you're agitated?
Ideally not talk to me, but we can't do that right now.
No, we can't. Because we're recording a podcast.
Let's keep this going. What do you do to keep yourself, because you're someone who expends so much energy during the day. I feel like you're probably one of the most, what's like the word for a person who uses their time really well?
Just organized.
No. You are one of the most productive people.
Right.
That I know, and you really don't, you know, you're not a time waster. You really use your energy and your time so efficiently. But I always wonder, and I feel like I get asked this a lot, like, how do you manage to maintain that energy level throughout the day?
I don't. There are times when I feel tired.
But a secondary part to that question is when you do, like, right now, I feel like I just want to get into bed and do nothing for the rest of the day. But, like, one can't do that often. Yeah. So what would one do if one was feeling that way and actually, you know, how do you keep motivated and then pick your energy back up?
I think, first of all, I do love what I do. And I'm really grateful to get to do what I do. I feel like I appreciate that. I get to do what I love every day and I don't take that for granted.
I've noticed that about you. You really, even if you are feeling that way, you self-soothe a lot in the sense that you self-talk to motivate yourself. Like, you don't really rely on other people
you give me encouragement.
No, but what I'm saying is you find ways. I know even when you're feeling tired, you're like, no, I may be tired, but this is something that I love doing. Or you're constantly talking to yourself in a positive language to motivate yourself or energize yourself.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that about you, where even if you are tired and even if you're, I'm exhausted, but I've had such, like, the best week and it's been so productive and I got this done and what an amazing thing to be able to do this or this. And so I've noticed that with you, where even, and so I think that language really makes a difference
to how we talk to ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always say to myself, I am tired, so I'm accepting.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I add an action to solve that. So I am tired and I'll go to sleep tonight.
I'll sleep early tonight, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I'll go to sleep early tonight. Or I am tired and tomorrow I'm going to sleep on the plane. So I've got a flight tomorrow in the morning.
It's always telling you, you know what it is? It's your body reacts to how you're feeling and what you're saying to it.
Yeah, and so, you're not lying to it. You can't just be like, oh, I feel energized.
No, because it knows you're lying.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's one of those things where you are almost giving it that hope and that something to look forward to, where it's like, let's just put in that last amount of effort.
Yeah.
And then just know that I also know you are struggling. Yeah. And I know that this is happening in my body. So I'm telling you, body, that we are going to do this and it's going to make us feel better.
And also planning recoup, right? Like, I know that, like last weekend when you planned a little spa day for us.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking forward to that the whole week. We knew we had a tough couple of weeks before that. And now I know I've got another quite intense, like, 7 days ahead.
Yeah.
And then I'm hoping to have a bit of couple of days of rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's also balancing that out and saying, okay, I know I've got a busy period. When am I going to plan some deep rest?
Totally.
Rather than going, okay, I'm just going to rely on that energy.
I think people like me, mm-hmm. we live moment to moment. Rather than, like, there's a lot of people, and I'm not saying whether that's good or bad, but there are people who live moment to moment and react according to how they're feeling in the moment. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who, and I think there's a training element to it where, you know, you can't always act on how you're feeling, because often how you're feeling may not be the right way to do what you need to do. Like, I feel a certain way right now, but do I have things to do and do I need to get them done? Yes. Whereas if I went with how I was feeling and I didn't train myself to push through that sometimes, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to get done what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes an element of training. I think that's every single time you're feeling that way, having that talk and pushing yourself to do
that's
things.
Really smart. There you go. There you go. Solved it. What was that last question on the page?
It was, what kind of party person are you?
Oh, introvert, extrovert. What was the
option? No, it was kind of like the... So I know I...
I'm
the person yawning at the party, but also the person who I find one person to talk to the whole night usually.
That's why
I stick with that person. No, you are like a full-on social butterfly.
No, I'm not.
Trying to get you out of a party.
No, this literally is, this like is.
No,
so, okay, look.
No,
I find I'm Jeremy like, no. at any party. No, this is true.
No.
When Humble lived here, I would find Humble or Jeremy at any party and we would sit and have a philosophical conversation for an hour and a half. That's fact.
No.
That's fact. No, that's fact.
No.
Ask Humble or Jeremy.
You're the person.
This is that stubbornness coming out in you. I know why too.
No, I know, because I'm always waiting by the door, waiting.
That's
for
never
you to
happened
leave.
In a million years.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Name one place that we went
okay,
to.
Okay, I'm
recently.
Gonna ask all my friends, all of our friends tonight when we see them, what usually happens at the end of the night. It's you talking to everybody saying bye for about
Yeah, but that's because they guess at our home or
no,
at our event.
When we're out.
No.
Even around about, you're talking to people and I'm waiting to go to the next shop and you're just having a... You're just a chatter, you are.
Definitely not.
You are. You love socialising.
You know what, though? We went to some really beautiful things lately. So we were really fortunate to go to... Kristen Bell was being honoured by UN Women.
Yes.
And for the World Peace Humanitarian Fund. And it was a gala, the first ever gala. It was absolutely incredible. I think we were both moved by Sharon Stone, who spoke.
Sharon Stone gave such an incredible...
She talked about...
She shared so much that I just didn't know about. And you know, one thing that's made me... That situation made me think, it was about... there was some women who are, you know, advocating for a lot of peace around the world. And this was a woman that came from Afghanistan. and she was talking about the amount that's happening in Afghanistan, and it made me realize that there is so much happening around the world that we don't hear about. And what makes it to us is based on what the media decides to show us. And I find that so interesting, because when I then was thinking about other things that I've heard through my friends, or, you know, depending on where you're from originally, you may hear more to do with that country, right? And so I was thinking about the other areas of the world that we just don't hear about. And there is so much happening around the world that we just don't know about.
And we can't even...
And we can't. Yeah. It's so difficult. And it's obviously what's close to you and what's meaningful, but... It is so interesting that we do kind of live in our own bubble, even though you think we have so much access to other parts of the world. Like, they were talking about what's happening in Afghanistan and how, you know, how women are treated.
Yeah,
refugee camps, and how the women there are treated, and how they're not allowed to go out into even walk by themselves on the street. They're not allowed education. There's so much.
Yeah, I was really blown away. I think we were both blown away by when Sharon Stone was saying that the average refugee spends 11 years in a refugee camp. Mm. And there's no access to toilets and showers for that much time.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about this. And my parents were in refugee camps. Well, my mum was for a long time. So was my dad for years of their teenage life. And their refugee camps, my mum was saying, was actually... It was in London. It was in Scotland, sorry. And they were saying they did have those facilities there. But I think maybe in different parts of the world they didn't. But I think it's more... collective showers, collective toilets, and you just think about how different people's lives can be. Like, my parents went through that for their teenagers. They spent it in refugee camps. They see it as a place that saved their life. Like, they see the refugee camps as, we were able to leave an unsafe place to come and take
because
refuge.
They were able to get out.
Yeah, exactly. And so they were so grateful to even have that, someone that actually took them in and given that opportunity to start over and start a new life.
Yeah. And then the other event we went to that I think was really beautiful and special this week was the celebration event for Clarence and Jackie Avon.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
That was just spectacular. We're so, so grateful. We both were invited by Nicole Avon to celebrate her parents. And even though we didn't know her parents, I definitely felt... Yeah, just... It was such a beautifully organized event. I felt so moved and touched because I walked away going, wow, if only I could even try to serve my community and live in the way her parents did.
Like to have that much impact, and whether it's impact online, offline, the people closest to you, the people that you meet in a shop, whatever it is, to have that effect where people are so touched by who you are as a person and how you've gone above and beyond for them. I think it was incredible. The number of people in so many different areas, so many different walks of life, I was blown away. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was unbelievable to have that experience and just to hear about how someone for that many years as well could continue to support and serve their community.
I know. I feel like it was from his pretty much like teenage years or both their teenage years all the way up till 90.
Yeah.
And still there were people who had met him at 90 and were sharing how much even within a couple of months they had completely changed their perspective.
Yeah,
on
it was really, really special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible. And then obviously we got to watch this beautiful performance by Stevie Wonder, which I thought was spectacular.
Oh my gosh, it literally made me cry. What a legendary human.
Yeah.
And then to be able to, I think more than anybody that I've seen in real life, and we went to Beyonce's concert, we went to so many things, but I don't know, there's something, for me, I've got a personal kind of nostalgia with Stevie Wonder. It was my dad used to play it all the time in the car when I was growing up, and just an amazing, amazing artist.
Yeah. Really fun events. So those are two social events you didn't have to drag me out of. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, really, really love attending these events that almost remind you of humanity.
Yeah.
Like I walked away in different ways. One was what we can do to serve, what we can do to help. The other one about how we can celebrate humans as well. I felt I walked away thinking, how do I want to celebrate my parents?
Totally.
How do I want to celebrate what they gave me?
Yeah, it made me walk away thinking, because there were so many amazing stories that they were telling, and it made me walk away thinking, is There's these amazing games you can buy and journals that you ask your parents to fill in and to talk about their life before you and even their life throughout you. But it's a year-long journal. I don't know what it's called, but I'm going to try and find it again. I saw it. And it asks questions that you would never normally ask your parents. Mm-hmm. And I realized I want to go back and got all these pictures and things from when they were younger to actually ask the stories behind the pictures and write them down in the album. Because there's one thing about having like footage of and being like, oh, this is a nice picture, but when you have the depth and the story behind it, it makes it so much more meaningful. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that with my grandma and my parents. I was going to tell you to do that with your mum as well.
Remember when you tried to interview your grandma?
I did try to interview my grandma. I wish there was a way of doing it where she doesn't realize. My grandma gets into like performer mode when the camera's out, or she gets really serious. But I still think I learned so much from
that. You need
that.
To do it in a way when it's you're just sitting in a room and
in
just have the camera there, yeah.
But I do think it's important. I follow this page on Instagram that's all about the questions you should ask your parents. Oh my God, look, this car does hand gestures.
What is that?
Like, to change things on the screen.
Oh,
you use, there it is.
What do you mean?
I've seen that on BMWs. I forgot. You can change songs and stuff like this.
Okay, but what are you doing right now?
That's the hand gesture. I don't know what I'm doing right now,
for
but that
would
be like if a song is playing. Yeah, I think it's so nice getting to know your parents before you to be able to understand them and how they are with you now.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to invest time in doing that.
Yeah, definitely. It was really beautiful, really, really special. And her book is amazing. It's called Think You'll Be Happy.
Mm.
It's really, really special. It's really grateful to have her as a guest on the podcast. Oh, I was going to say, my sister's wedding was one of those times that I feel like I really got to celebrate her.
Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting. You get very few opportunities to celebrate the people that you love. And you almost have to take all of them and create more.
Mm.
Because people don't take that much time to celebrate their own lives, and we don't take time to celebrate the people's lives that we love.
Yeah, so true. Birthdays are a good opportunity to do that if you do it properly.
Yeah.
So, who were you wearing?
No.
Oh my God, look.
Okay, Ravi. I love how you have energy for stuff like that.
I do. Okay.
No, I was just thinking that my sister's wedding was honestly just so much fun.
Yeah.
Talking about spending time with family and talking about doing amazing things. So my sister had 5 events across 7 days.
She had a proper Indian wedding.
With an average attendance of over 300
people
at every single event.
And that's a small Indian wedding.
And that was a small Indian wedding. But it was insane. And I was more run down from her wedding than I was
from
my tour. And I think the reason is because it was so emotional as well.
Oh my God, this boy
I must
was
have
crying.
Cried. Yeah, I must have cried.
He was just crying every day.
I must have cried.
Every day, yeah. Every hour, the whole ceremony.
You were crying as well.
He looked across, I would look across at him and he'd be crying. And then naturally when people cry, I cry. Obviously, I just also love their relationship. It's so sweet. It's one of the sweetest brother-sister relationships I've ever come across. And there was one time where he turned to me and he just stopped crying. And then suddenly I look over, he's crying again. He looks at me and he goes, she was saying her vows. She's so well spoken. I was like, okay, great. Yeah, she did really good speeches. Like she went to elocution classes when she was younger.
She did it.
He was just really, he was welling up at her speaking so beautifully. I think she said like one line.
But you were crying as well.
Of course I was crying. We love her. She's just like.
She's a baby.
Yeah, she's your kid.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was really cute. And then I cried throughout my whole speech.
Cried throughout the whole speech, blubbering away. It was really sweet though.
I don't think, do you know what it was?
Actually, the speech was half sweet and half sassy.
Yeah, the first half was legendary.
First half, normally, you know in speeches people have a bit of banter. Jay took it all the way bantery.
It was a full-on comedy set.
It was.
Yeah.
Who knew you were funny? I did.
You did. I think what it was, right, about the wedding was I actually realised just how much my sister loves me. And
she
I realized how much
you.
I love her. Like, it was like, that was what I was feeling.
How you didn't know how much your sister loved you. You are literally the epitome of, like, you're just everything to her. There is nothing you could do wrong in her eyes. And even if you do, she's forgiven it within, like, 5 seconds.
Well, I think it's also, you know what it is?
But she knows how much you love her, that's why.
No, I think because we live far, I think sometimes I have to put some of my feelings aside to get on with my focus and my drive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an element of where I have to, I don't get to express those emotions all year round.
Yeah.
But I am carrying them internally. And then they all come out in that moment.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, I don't get to see my sister every week. I don't get to talk to her all the time. And when I do, even I've never found phone conversations to be as fulfilling and as deep as being in person.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I carried that love around, and then it was all had to come out. And you were so wonderful. You helped her with the wedding so much.
I love her.
She was so grateful to you, and you did so much for the wedding. It was amazing. And she did an amazing job planning an epic wedding.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't know how someone plans 5 events in 7 days.
In so much detail.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was. Oh, is that the sound of the car?
Yeah.
It sounds like a spaceship.
It does. It feels like a spaceship.
It does. Fly me to the moon.
Excited to eat.
I'm so hungry.
And are you excited for some Mexican rice?
Yeah, honestly, I am.
Are you excited for some stuffed pepper?
We're not doing this.
Are you excited for some cabbage? Yeah. Are you excited for some cilantro?
Yeah, are you
excited for some avocados?
Oh my God, fresh guac.
Yeah, are you excited for some taco seasoning?
Yeah.
Are you excited for some bell peppers?
Yeah.
Are you excited for some veganese?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for some sour cream?
Yes.
There you go, see? I remembered everything on the list.
I actually
remembered your recipe.
Oh my God, you know that game that's like, I went to the store and I bought, but that's usually an alphabetical order, but I went to the store and I bought beets.
Asafoetida. Got you there, didn't I?
I went to the store and I bought asafoetida and beans.
I went to the store and got some asafoetida, beans and canned tomatoes.
There's no reason for this to be in the actual cart.
There is, this is great.
I went to the store and I bought asafoetida, beans, what did you say?
Canned tomatoes
and dried oregano.
Okay. So that was good. That was fun. Now we're gonna cook and then eat.
Let's do it.
All right. If everyone wants to see me try and cook this recipe from Radhi's book for Radhi, tune into YouTube.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
If you love this episode, you'll love my interview with Dr. Gabor Mate on understanding your trauma and how to heal emotional wounds to start moving on from the past.
Everything in nature grows only where it's vulnerable. So a tree doesn't grow where it's hard and thick, does it? It grows where it's soft and green and vulnerable.
There's a lot of talk about mindfulness these days, which is fantastic. I mean, we all want to be more present and self-aware, more patient, less judgmental. We discuss all these themes on the podcast, but it's hard to actually be mindful in your day-to-day life. That's where Calm comes in. I've been working with Calm for a few years now with the goal of making mindfulness fun and easy. Calm has all sorts of content to help you build positive habits, shift your self-talk, reframe your negative thoughts, and generally feel better in your daily life. So many incredible options from the most knowledgeable experts in the world, along with renowned meditation teachers. You can also check out my 7-minute daily series to help you live more mindfully each and every day. Right now, listeners of On Purpose get 40% off a subscription to Calm Premium at calm.com/J. That's calm.com/JAY for 40% off. Calm your mind, change your life.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Herbs have been a huge part of my wellness journey, thanks to my Indian roots. My mom introduced them to me, and I saw firsthand how they worked wonders for both body and mind. And when it comes to keeping my digestion in check, slippery elm bark and ginger root are my go-tos. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has over 50 years sourcing these herbs and many more that can promote digestive health. Visit naturesway.com/herbs. And use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements through June 30. Terms apply.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through ATNA. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and ATNA are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.